going to college. It's really expensive. I'm having a baby. They're really expensive. I sell books, though. They're really good. You should also subscribe. Yeah, I was just going to ask why you disagree with evolution.
Yeah, do you mean facts in a mind independent sense?
Yeah, the world, even if all creatures with brains died tomorrow, the world still exists. And well, so the facts are the things that are true. Now they only get called facts because we are agents that call things what they are. But that has nothing to do with whether or not those things are real. And so there we go.
Well, there just seems to be a problem there. That sort of system or that sort of scope there seems to presuppose some sort of meta-epistemic realism. And I don't
knowledge
even think
is
that's
not merely the accumulation of facts, but the recursive self-disclosure of the trans-axiological sigma substrate through which intelligibility mogs its own epistemic riz across the ontological phantom tax of being. This is where people get cooked because they still think consciousness is the CEO of knowing, when it's just an NPC spawned by a deeper hierarchy of gradients, continuously edging toward metacoherence without ever fully locking in. The unknowable is the Ohio biome from which all knowledge farms aura, and every attempt to establish certainty gets ratioed by the infinite
this
ego
is the response.
Lurking beneath the phenomenological backroom.
So what's the response?
Thus, every proposition secret.
Yeah, my response to your random word salad is my own random word salad.
It wasn't random word salad. I said meta-epistemic realism. Do you want to know what that is?
No, I don't. So, evolution.
All that just says is whatever constitutes as like knowledge.
Jeez, dude, do you like not understand consent? I said no. No means no, dude.
But your argument presupposes meta-epistemic realism, though.
I don't care.
So, what's the justification for it?
For what?
Meta-epistemic realism.
I don't know what that is.
I just explained it. You want me to explain it again?
No.
Okay, yeah, I was just saying that these like knowledge facts.
What do you think no means? Like, how many women have you raped, dude?
What constitutes is what's it called it? Yeah, what's constitutes?
How many people have you raped?
Rationality there.
You don't understand. You don't. How many people have you raped? You don't understand consent at all.
Well, I think consent is a social construct. What's the response to that, low tier?
I don't have a response to that. So, anyways. If evolution is true, then there's evidence, so we can discuss the evidence.
Why is evolution true? That presupposes some elitic property there. I could just posit elitic nihilism.
Okay. And I can presuppose that what you just said is total bullshit, and it only depends
Why?
On and it only depends on the evidence. It's presupposed.
You're already presupposing something within your argument, so.
Yeah, so if I'm going to presuppose something, then that means it's unjustified. So if you're going to presuppose things that don't need justifications, then I'm going to presuppose things,
you know,
which means I'm going to make claims that aren't justified. So anyways,
you know,
do you want to talk about the scientific evidence?
It's unjustified because it presupposes meta-epistemic realism, which you already conceded as you wouldn't justify.
A peculiar recursive
but if you're talking about some sort
of
scientific
presupposes
right?
Nowhere. While right. The knower simultaneously emerges as a consequence of participation in the very field of intelligibility that makes knowing possible. The distinction between subject and object begins to dissolve under sufficiently rigorous analysis, revealing a trans-categorical domain of reciprocal ontological cogeneration. The implications are profound. Because if knowledge is not located within consciousness, but rather, consciousness is an emergent property of the knowledge-generating architecture of reality itself, then what appears to be cognition may in fact constitute a localized manifestation of a much deeper process of cosmic self-interpretation. This process is not temporal in the conventional sense, nor is it spatial, nor is it adequately described by any framework whose categories derive from the experiential assumptions of finite biological organisms. Instead, it occupies a liminal metadomain situated at the intersection of possibility, actuality, and the preconditions governing the transformation of one into the other. The ancient traditions understood this symbolically. Modernity attempts to understand it analytically. Both approaches remain trapped within representations generated by a more primordial substrate, whose existence becomes visible only indirectly through the recursive inadequacies of every explanatory framework that attempts to account for it. This is why every sufficiently comprehensive theory eventually transforms into mythology, and every mythology eventually transforms into ontology.
Okay, so what's your counter-argument?
Yeah, the counter-argument is that everything that you just said fails under evaluation.
That's not an argument. What's premise one of your argument?
Premise one is that if everything that you just said fails under evaluation, then it cannot be established as correct within the dialect.
Sorry, Tubby, you're obviously not tracking because instead of engaging with the argument, you're just saying the argument. So what was
the argument?
What was the argument that was given, Tubby?
You asked for me. You asked for, I just stuttered.
Yeah, sorry, that's a tracking error on your part, Tubby. So could you actually could you actually steelman the argument? Steelman the argument, Tubby?
No, because it fails under evaluation.
No, okay. So you aren't tracking this conversation. So why should I talk to you? You don't even know what's going. Do you even know where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm critiquing the argument.
No, you're in my house, bitch. So you don't even know where you are right now.
I own you.
So you're a rapist and somebody that is in favor of slavery.
I don't know why you're being a weirdo.
Because you don't understand consent and you don't follow consent. We went over that earlier.
I literally stopped going down the meta-episode realism route, and now I'm just saying that your argument fails.
So we're just gonna talk about the scientific evidence that supports evolution. Why do you reject the scientific evidence of evolution?
Because there's nothing supporting that these evaluations or these analyses are even correct there, which is why I said it fails under evaluation.
How do you determine that the DNA that humans share with chimpanzees is not evidence of them being related to chimpanzees?
What?
Yeah, so that's another tracking error on your part. This is quite an embarrassing blunder.
Can I just reiterate it? I just thought it sounded stupid. But it doesn't matter what you're saying that humans share this DNA with apes. That's presupposing that we actually do. That only follows if the evaluation goes through, which is already what's in question. Dumb fuck. Keep up.
So why do humans share DNA with chimpanzees then?
That's presupposing we do. An evaluation
presuppose anything. I asked you why. Why do we share DNA with chimpanzees?
You know that question presupposes that we do, right?
You won't even answer the question.
Are you lost? Are you lost? Brother, this guy stinks! What? Yes, it is. Why do we share DNA with apes? That's literally smuggling in the assumption that we do, deeming the evaluation correct. That presupposed the evaluation to be correct.
I didn't ask you if we're related to them. I'm asking you, why do we share DNA with them?
Exactly.
You're trying to troll, but you're blundering so bad because you don't know ninth grade biology. I didn't say that we're related to chimpanzees. My conclusion from the evidence that we share DNA with them is that we're related. And you rejected that because of your elithic nihilistic position on epistemic realism or whatever. I'm asking you, why do we share DNA with chimpanzees?
Just to be clear, can I actually respond?
No. Why do we share DNA with chimpanzees?
Can I respond? Okay, I'm trying to respond. So I don't think we do share DNA with chimpanzees, which is what's in question. I don't know if you tracked that, all right, but I already put that.
If I take a piece of paper and I write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then below that, I write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, four of those numbers are shared, aren't they?
I suppose you can even do something like that.
I can't write, what?
What's the argument for you even being able to do something like that?
What's the argument for me being able to write numbers on a piece of paper? I don't have an argument that I can write words on paper. I wouldn't need an argument. I could just do it. And then it would be right before your eyes. There wouldn't need to be an argument for it.
Okay.
So, just so you know, I know that you're a broken condom prom baby and nobody in your life has ever loved you or paid attention to you, which is why you do this. You seek the attention of other people, and you speak in confusing ways to maximize the attention that you're getting, and then you rage bait to try to grow an audience. I know that that's what you do, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't start engaging with my questions, I'm going to kick you out. You're not going to get what you want, okay? So why is it that we have the same DNA sequences generally than chimpanzees?
Are you lost? That's what's in question.
No, it's not in question.
It's actively in question whether or not we have DNA with apes. I keep putting that into question.
Buddy, again, you don't understand ninth grade biology. I'm not telling you that the reason we have the same sequences of DNA as them is because we're related. What I'm asking you is the equivalent of, why are these two different shapes both blue? And you're saying, no, that's the thing in question. No, that's not what's going on, okay? Why is it that they have the same DNA sequences as us. And if you want me to show
where's
you...
Where's the proof of them having this? Oh, I already put into question the science's evaluation that you're presupposing that's correct. When you say that we have this DNA, it's already what's in question. I put in the question their analysis, and you didn't really respond to that. I dropped the elitic nihilism point just so we can steel man this and just say that it fails under evaluation. But I guess you didn't track that either. But I just want to be clear. I didn't say that I deny it in virtue of holding some elitic nihilist position towards epistemic realism. I said it was presupposing epistemic realism, which is ungrounded. Well, actually, I said it was presupposing meta-epistemic realism, which is also ungrounded. Yeah, what makes this evaluation correct?
It's a, they sequenced the genome, and the data came out to be what it is.
Okay, can you prove that they were able to accurately do this? Go ahead.
This is the proof. It's a scientific paper.
Why is this accurate?
What do you think these tens of thousands of words do other than that? Here, look.
This is the data that I'm questioning whether or not this data is accurate or not.
Okay, tell me what.
Tell me. Accurate because it's
accurate. Tell me what's wrong with this graph.
What?
Tell me what's wrong with this graph.
Yeah, the graph is actively in question, given that you couldn't substantiate or defeat the fact that it's.
So if you're just going to say, what evidence do you have? And then when I show you the evidence, you say, what's your argument that the evidence is correct? Then we can't have a conversation because you are doing the flat earth thing where when you're shown evidence, you just say, nah, that's not evidence.
I'm not flat earth.
I can't do more than show you the evidence you asked for. So if you're going to sit here and just say, even though you have the evidence, what's the proof that the evidence is evidence? Then we can't have a conversation. Okay, you're going to have to go talk to somebody else.
I just want
to
be super clear.
So is that where we're at? Are you going to say every time I show you evidence, prove that the evidence is evidence? Is that where we're at?
No, I just want to
okay.
Independent motive.
So you asked, I said, why is it that human and that's chimp DNA sequences are broadly the same? You said, what's the evidence of that? Here's the evidence. So now that you've accepted that I have the evidence, I need you to tell me why you think the human and the chimp DNA sequences are broadly the same.
The problem is that your evidence was an independent evaluation from some scientist. I put the evaluation into question. So I don't know why you're already...
I'm still waiting for you to answer the question.
I don't know why you're acting so immature here.
Yes, so you're doing... Remember when I asked you, are you just going to say all the evidence is fake and you said no? You're doing that right now.
Not what I said. What did I say? Repeat what I said.
You said I'm questioning the evaluation that the scientists or of the evidence that the scientists
okay,
looked
clearly
at.
You didn't track. I said your evidence.
Anyways, why is it that the human and the chimp genomes are broadly the same?
They don't. They aren't.
And what evidence that they aren't the same do you have? I have evidence that they are. What evidence do you have contrary?
Yeah, I'm just using Hitchens' razor.
No, I have evidence. This is the evidence I just showed you.
Well, presumably, right, when you say you have this evidence that supports the claim, and I'm questioning why this evidence is actually true or actually supports the claim, and you're just saying, oh, this evidence is the case. Somebody, no scientist did an evaluation. Right, that's obviously presupposing it to be correct.
Anyways, why is it that humans and chimps broadly have the same nucleotide sequences in their DNA?
I don't know why you keep muting me.
Every time you don't answer the question, you get muted.
Are you just mad because you're getting blown the fuck?
Oh, jeez.
This is really bad for you. I'm making you mad, aren't I? But response to the argument, Lotier. I could probably beat you on flat earth. You're so garbage.
Jesus Christ, dude. What's happening to that girl in the background? What are you doing?
What the fuck?
I'm hearing. Ow!
Yo, that's my little brother's fucking phone, bro. What the fuck? Like that shit.
You should. The best thing you could ever do to your little brother is throw his phone in the trash.
You don't
even. Mm. So I don't know what to do. You're just saying nuh-uh to all the evidence. So is this the end of our conversation?
You can ground the evaluation. That's correct. And then since I already dropped the.
My question was, what are we supposed to do?
I'm trying to tell you. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, hurry up.
So what you have to do is prove that this evaluation actually corresponds to some sort of actual fact. Right.
I don't have to prove that a human sequenced genome and a chimpanzee human sequenced genome
gonna be Dodge number
correspond
six.
To something other than exactly that claim right there. That's what.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to a different tab. That's exactly that's what point. This is. The sequence differences are low, 1.24%. So this has already been done. Scientists took DNA, they sequenced the DNA. They looked at okay, if you know, then there's nothing to talk about. Now tell me, why is it that when scientists run human DNA through their scientific instruments,
I know they didn't
and
evaluate
then run chimpanzee DNA through their instruments, why is it that they look whatever it is, 98.76% the same?
I don't know why you had the monologue, I just want to flag that. But The reason why, right, is that you just didn't respond to anything I said, right? You're garbage.
The reason why the scientific data looks the way it does is because I didn't respond to what you said. That's not what happened. The question, this is the last time, I promise you. Why is it that when scientists sequence human DNA and then sequence chimpanzee DNA and then run an analysis of the two sequences, why is it that they come out to only differing by 1.24%?
Because it's a false analysis. No, I think it
was evidence that it's a false? What evidence that the technology
I'm just using Hitchens
is false? Okay, so you're just trolling. Goodbye. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.